How often do you two putt?
Fairly often. Well, maybe about half the time.
Half the time is not fairly often.
I got a lot of three putties. Would you rather be a skeleton with no flesh or just a skin bag with no skeleton?
Does the skeleton, do I get to eat?
Yeah, you still have to do everything.
But like with no, oh, it's just, oh, okay, just flesh. Like there's still muscles and organs and stuff.
No, no muscles. I guess you have some organs. Just a few.
Okay, well,
like
you
a few random organs.
You gotta tell me what organs.
I don't know, but you still, okay, you don't really have organs, but you do still have to eat. Yeah, you still have to eat.
What
you
does
just
it do?
You just chew it up and it just falls through you.
Okay, so would I rather be a skeleton who has to eat, but not pee or anything, or a regular human that has no bones, which would just be like a pile of mush, basically?
Well, you still have, you know, appendages.
Yeah, but all the...
And muscles.
Okay.
So you can kind of like flail around. And like, you're still in the shape of a human.
Okay. I would...
You're not just an amoeba.
Would you be in the shape of a human, though, if you had no bones?
Yeah, of course. Roughly.
First of all, don't say of course. Like, this is...
You've never seen it? You've never seen a boneless human?
I feel like I have to go with... No, I don't know. Neither of them work. I can't.
The skeleton, you can walk around.
Okay. Can I walk around in this human sack with no structure to it?
In boneless form, you can kind of like... You can kind of move yourself around, but mostly you need... like help, like a chair or something.
What would a chair do? Like you're, it would just
you can
be your...
sort of you can sort of move your little floppy fingers. You I'm can manipulate like a touch screen or something.
I'm picturing like an octopus or a squid, the way they move, like just sort of like flopping,
yeah,
and then dragging,
kind of, yeah.
But no bones.
But you have a chair that you just do with your mouth. Like you blow into a straw.
Yeah. Okay. So your lungs would fill up, I guess. No, they wouldn't, because it's driven by your ribs. You'd just be like a head. You'd just be like a head in a chair with like skin, like a waterfall of skin, sort of falling over the sides of the chair. Although no, you wouldn't even have your head because you need your skull and your head. Like the only realistic thing you would be is a blob.
You just have. Okay, you have a sort of cartilage head.
Okay,
it's like a soft.
Okay.
It's like a really soft baby skull.
Okay, hold on.
Just barely holding your head in shape. It's super dangerous.
So let me just recap. We're at skeleton who has to eat for whatever reason versus...
Yeah, because it's hungry.
No. Versus no survive. Skin with a sort of baby head.
No, no bones.
Right.
You have skin.
With a sort of baby skull, rather.
Yeah, super soft baby skull.
Because the skeleton, for whatever reason, gets to walk around, I have to go with skeleton. Mm. Also, being a blob with no bones is absolutely horrible. It's like not even a little bit close to being a fun skeleton who gets to eat sometimes for no reason.
They could maybe put like a Wolverine skeleton in you.
That's true.
Could be a cool experiment.
Maybe you could get surgically skeletoned, but you could also just wear clothes as a skeleton and like have a relatively normal life.
Yeah.
So,
but you also, okay, so upsides of the skin.
There's no upsides
of a boneless person. Okay. You have a regular face, pretty much.
No, you don't. There's no skull there. There's no nose.
That's what I'm saying. It's just hard enough to form a regular head.
Okay.
Just barely.
Okay.
Like, you can't take a punch at all. You're fucked.
It sounds like you're trying to sell it to me, but at the same time, you're not at all. You're making it worse, if anything. So, I'm going to have to stick with Skeleton Man, who eats sometimes.
Yeah. You've chosen correctly.
Thank you.
You win.
Today's episode of Super Good Question is brought to you by that guitar pick you lost.
Hey, it's me. Picky.
Is it okay to give up on the Earth yet? Can we just start burning plastic and stuff? Because I don't, like, every time we don't burn a plastic bag, like, Amazon sends a massive ship across, like, every single ocean. It takes like 1.5 rainforests to get us our Amazon on a massive, like, ocean liner. So
I don't think it's futile, though. I mean, so I
like, think unless what I'm saying is, unless they stop, then what we're doing is having absolutely no impact. We got to work big to small.
Yeah, I'm with you. But if we can't work big to small because they won't, like, should we not do small to big, or should we just give up?
No, because now we're just making it longer and more painful on ourselves. If they're going to burn us into the ground, if we can't stop them, we got to join them.
I mean, I guess I get what you're saying. It's really a question of whether you, I don't know. I mean, I do feel like it is futile sometimes to try to save the environment on an individual level. But I think set an example for everyone, and then everybody gets excited about it. And then Amazon's like, we got people that won't accept our cardboard boxes because it costs too much. I don't know.
Yeah, we need to band together on a massive scale and act as a hive mind.
Yeah.
If we could do it in one day, like, we could shut all those boats off in one day.
Yeah.
If we just all agreed to it.
Yeah. There's been so many by now, but one of the latest reports was like, we need mobilization on the level of world wars in order to stop this. Like, it's too late for anything else to work.
Exactly.
So, but we're never going to mobilize humans to fight against an invisible threat. Like, what we have to do is assign the environment a religion that people don't like.
Okay. I'm with you so far.
We have to call global warming, like, Nazi something.
Scientology.
Nazi Scientology, yes. And
okay.
Yes. And so it's more of a branding play than anything else.
Okay, and who do we shoot? What color skin do we go after for these Nazi Scientologists?
You're absolutely right. That will be the first question that the masses ask. I think we have to get creative about that. I'm not sure at this point who we blame or, like, how we shoot it. But we do have to shoot it. That's for sure.
Or shoot it or blow it up.
You can't get kids excited to be involved unless they're shooting stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
We need some good old 18 to 25 testosterone thrown at this problem.
Like,
that's the way anything gets done anymore.
I know. That is the tradition of war. So we have to, I think we have to hold to that. It's the only way it's ever worked before. So how do we get young men to hate global warming?
Well, no. How do we put a face on global warming?
Yeah.
It's the real issue here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everyone knows it's a threat, but no one knows how to shoot it. And if it's got a face, we can shoot it. It's as simple as that.
I don't, I'm, yeah. I agree with you. I really do, but I don't know how to put a face on it. I think whoever solves this problem, though, is going to be a hero, so we really need to get to work on it. We really need to think of it.
Man, well, wasn't there like a religion based on the sun, or a few of them?
Yeah.
And they gave some characteristics to the sun?
Yeah, you know what they did is like human sacrifice. So maybe we should do that. Maybe the answer is...
we need proxies for the sun.
Yes. The answer is turning on each other, lowering the population in general, while, you know, combating global warming. Right. What we need to do is villainize people who don't believe in global warming to the point that we kill them.
Is this illegal?
I don't know.
Illegal? Why can't I say illegal?
Are we
going to jail because of this podcast? Are we inciting violence? What was the question again?
How do we stop global warming?
No. Is it okay to give up now? I think was the question.
Right, right. I don't know. You might be right. Yeah, it might be time to give up on personal projects to stop global warming because they're not enough.
Yeah, should we just either go all in with the destruction of the environment full tilt, or we need to rise up and overthrow everyone who's fucking us? One or the other at this point.
What was the first option?
We can't take slow democratic political action anymore.
Your second option was rise up. What was the first option?
Just fully start burning every plastic bag we can find and end it if we're going to end it.
Oh, just accelerate it.
Yeah, just so there's no, like, minimize the amount of new babies born that are going to have to suffocate in unbreathable atmospheres.
I never thought of that. Would you put your baby in, like, a death chamber because the world was going to burn? I don't think people will.
I don't know. Is it a like a slicey death chamber or like a gassy death chamber?
I feel like the gassy death chamber is kind of a dumb way to do it, because like that's how you're going to die from the heat death anyway. Like you can't breathe until you die, sort of thing.
Maybe. So slicey then. Slicey makes it sound cute.
Okay. Maybe not slow political action, but like we all need to stop working. We need to have like a global strike for the environment.
Okay.
That would do it. Right? It's money or religion. So if we can't do it by assigning a religion to the weather.
Don't forget sex.
Okay.
If the women stop giving it up.
Okay, you've heard about the sex strikes.
Yeah. Alyssa Milano. She's the wisest of us all.
That was for women's rights. That wasn't for the environment.
I know, but it can work for anything.